Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey everybody, this week we're going to be talking about why hard times can be exactly what you need. And I know what you're thinking when you're hearing or reading the topic on the podcast or the YouTube and you're like, yeah, right. If you're going through something hard right now, I get it. That's the last thing that you want to hear. But today I want to inspire you. I want to light a fire within you. I want to help you see that your hard times can make you into who you were meant to be. And when you embrace that, that's when the magic happens. But first, if you are liking what I'm putting out, like, comment, subscribe, like my cute little Wyatt and his buddies came on my episode last week. If you're going through something hard, leave a comment. What helps you get through it? Maybe what you're struggling with. We have a great YouTube community that loves to leave comments and help lift others up. So if you're watching this on YouTube, you can like, comment, subscribe, hit the notification bell. If you are personally going through something super hard and you need help, I am your girl. You could check out my website, CamilleBauer.com. I have a free 30-minute discovery session, and I would be honored to walk through your hard journey with you to help you find happiness, hope, and joy if you are experiencing grief, loss, devastation, and disappointment. And again, you could check that out on my website. You can virtually just sign up right there. Worldwide, I help clients do that, and that is one of the joys of my life. So anyway, check that out on my website, CamilleBauer.com, and let's get into the episode. Have you heard of the movies E.T., Jurassic Park, Schindler's List, Indiana Jones, I could keep going on. Do you know what these all have in common? There's one director, and his name is Steven Spielberg. Chances are, if you're a movie person, you definitely have heard of him. And if you're not a movie person, you've heard of him. He's incredible. He's amazing. But did you know he applied three times to the Southern California School of Theater? Three times, and he was denied all three times. He ended up going to another local college and then dropping out and pursuing his dream of being a director. As I've read that and thought about it, I thought, wow, he could have got discouraged. He could have stopped and said, you know what, three times? Three times? How many of us give up when we're rejected once? When we go through something hard and we don't try again because we're scared, you know? And I thought of throughout life, think about the people that inspire you, that are interesting to you. Nobody that is interesting has had an incredibly easy life, right? Think about it. Think of that person that's a hero to you. Have they had an easy life? No. And you are if you're going through your hard right now, keep going, keep pushing through. You are the lead in the movie of your life, and don't give up before the miracle. Don't give up if you're rejected. Don't give up if you're in despair and hopelessness, because life is meant to have the hard, to soften us, to make us into who we are meant to be. I loved too. Do you know who the most richest woman in the world is? She's from America. She was born in the South, super poor, wore burlap sacks. They didn't have clothes sometimes. She would wear a sack to school. She dealt with molestation, rape, had her first baby that died at the age of 14. Does that sound like someone whose life was picture perfect? No. But Oprah Winfrey has become a mogul, a light to so many in the world. Do you think she would have done that had it been easy for her? No. She fought for what she believed in. She speaks up and is an advocate for people who've gone through similar challenges in life. And let me tell you, like when I was a little girl, I would get home from school and I would be at 4 o'clock, boom, I would be turning on Oprah. And from junior high, high school, I was inspired every day because of the guests she brought on and the light they had and the stories that she told. And think of that times, you know, how many millions of viewers that she was able to reach and help because of her courage to not give up. Oh my gosh, I'm crying about Oprah, but I love Oprah. She's amazing. And as a little girl, she really made a big impression on me. And I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for her courage. Who can you make an impression on? God has put you in a place in your life that you can help others and inspire them and encourage them because of the hard things that you're either going through, have gotten through, or are going to go through. Don't give up. Keep pushing forward. Another one that comes to mind is Bethany Hamilton. Have you heard of her before? If you are in the surfing world, you would definitely know who she is. She was early teens and got her arm bitten off in Kauai while she was surfing. And about a month later, she was back in the water again. And since then, if you followed her, I love to follow her. She's amazing. She has grown up, had a family, and she is like surfing with the best of the best with one arm. And what an incredible inspiration and example of perseverance and tenacity and light and hope that she has brought to so many that have had amputations and disabilities that you can push forward. And what an incredible beacon of strength that she is because of that hard. Now, I get it. I get it. If you're in the middle of hard and you're listening to me and you're just like, I can't, I'm drowning in despair. I understand that. You know, I have been dealing with a terminal cancer diagnosis with 3 little babies, with 3 retail stores. I have dealt with divorce. I have dealt with challenges with relationships and betrayal. Like, I get hurt. I get being in the dark and not having the motivation and like the attitude to be like, yeah, this is good for me. Like, that's not what I want to convey today. Is if you are in hard, that you just buck up and put a smile on and this is good for you. Like, I know that's a hard pill to swallow when you are going through your hard. I get it. My hope to you is that you will look to those that have inspired you in your life and you will put one foot in front of the other. Whether you baby step, whether you hop, whether you crawl, just keep moving forward. And soon you will look back and you'll be able to see how your courage in moving forward has made you into a different person. It will soften your character, make you more empathetic. And if you choose, and there's the key word, is you have to choose to want to become better and find the blessing. When you can find the blessing in your burden, it's a game changer. And for me, like, I continually look every day for what I'm grateful for what could be worse that is not, you know, when you have gone through hard, you know, Clint and I used to joke, if you've seen Dumb and Dumber at all, it's like one of my favorite shows, but Clint and I used to joke that it was, you know, as every time we'd go get, you know, news at the doctor's and it was worse news and worse news, we would say, well, at least our pets' heads aren't falling off, you know, like in the Dumb and Dumber. And it's something that I reference back to this day, you know, just to provide some humor, to provide perspective. And it's easy to get completely buried in despair. But my hope to you is today is to give you the courage to put one foot in front of the other and to keep trying. And remember, you know, going to our Savior Jesus Christ has made all the difference to me in my life. He's given me strength when I know I had none of my own. And also something that's bolstering, you know, when you're going through something hard, you want it to stop, right? And I loved that even our Savior, Jesus Christ, prayed to have this cup pass from him when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane and he was atoning for all the sins of the whole world and he didn't want to do it. But he said, you know, not my will, but thine be done. And when we get to that place, I believe that God will help infuse our lives with more strength and more hope and perspective. You know, I prayed so many times for Clint's cancer to go away, you know, and it never did. And it seemed to me when we shifted our perspective to, you know, give us faith in thy plan, give us hope, that no matter what happens, we'll be able to meet that with strength and peace and comfort. That's when the game changed for me. So if you're pleading for something to stop, I get it. But keep moving forward. Keep believing. Keep finding the blessing in your challenge. And if it's hard for you and